Flag bearer of the People's National Convention, PNC, Hassan Ayaraga, says his party will offer service with honesty, protect public assets, government resources and property for the ultimate benefit of all Ghanaians. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he defended the party's stance on asking government to amend the policy that allows public officials to acquire state property. Mr. Ayaraga said the acquisition of state property by government officials is very wrong and not in the interest of posterity. Citing the Jacob Echebi Lamte case, Mr. Ayaraga wants the President Mills' administration to pay back all property fees with interest to Mr. Echebi Lamte. The PNC flag bearer spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
We should not take advantage of our positions to acquire wealth for our people and our children. If every minister or every deputy minister or every government official is buying the property in his, he or she lives in, I don't think Jake or any other minister would have had any accommodation as of this time in 2012. Nkrumah never even bought a house for himself. Nkrumah never cared for his own family. You can ask Samia. Samia doesn't even have a home. And if she has one today, then it's from her husband. And if Nkrumah cared for you and I more than his family, why do we want to care for ourselves more than the people? So what we are trying to say, let's care for the ordinary Ghanaian, let's care for the people who have given us the mandate. Let's understand that Ghana is for all of us. So if somebody entrusts Ghana into your care, do not misuse it or abuse the right and the power that you have.
So basically you are saying that it is wrong.
It is wrong
to allow Jake Obechevilante
to acquire the property, because it's just wrong. That is number one. It's number two, it's not even Jake alone. The system is such that the NDC and the MPP are acquiring wealth for themselves, using their offices to take up all the little property that government has. Now, if at the end of the day, each regime of any political party will lose the little resources or the little properties that is left for government and officials, public officials to use, believe me, in the next 10 years to come, government will be renting houses to put up government officials.
So what will the PNC government offer?
The PNC says service with honesty, protect the public, protect the government, protect the people, protect the properties and lives, and we will protect that for the government and for the people.
So which part of this ruling are you speaking against now?
Now, what we are saying is that we're looking at the moral aspect of the case.
The whole fact that he even acquired it
expressly. Yes, that we're looking at the moral aspect of it, not the legal aspect of it. So what we are saying is that in moral ways, he should not acquire it. The government should pay back to him the property fees, and even if it's to even add up an interest for his money, then it should be done. So that we change the policy. Policies are there to be amended. So that at the end of the day, what I'm saying is that if President Mills thinks that he has so much money and he has enjoyed the custom and now wants to acquire the custom, what happens if Hassan Ayaraga becomes the next president of the country and now moves to another place and acquire another property again? That would be suicide for the country.
You have flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayaraga, in that interview with Rebecca Ekpe.